Welcome to the 30 Goals Challenge for Educators, Day 3. Today's goal is posed as a question, what do you believe? What I want you to think about is what you believe as far as learning. Before we go any further, it's really important that we define what we think our beliefs are on how we learn and how our students learn. The quote for today is by John Lubbock. The important thing is not so much that every child should be taught, as that every child should be given the wish to learn. I like to ensure that my students have that desire to learn, and that's reflected in my classroom. This isn't always the way it was. I remember when I was taking my master's class, one thing that really struck me was this research. And the research showed, after interviewing, I think, over 500 teachers, that the majority of teachers taught the way that they were taught. And the way that most of us were taught was in a very traditionalist fashion. Most of our classes were rows of chairs seated facing the desk, the teacher, and the teacher would talk to us and we'd receive the input and maybe ask some questions. And this is the way we were programmed to learn. But this isn't the way that I think that I learned best. I remember when I was in college in Tulsa, and it was really fantastic because it was when it would get really sunny, all of us would go on this hilltop and we would lay out and we would have our laptops and our books that we had to read. And this is the way many of us would read. We would have fruit, things like that. And we would lay there and we would study. And sometimes when we got tired, we would take naps. And it was just an amazing feeling. And I felt that I really learned a lot and I really enjoyed the learning process and the studying process then. Learning for me is choice and flexibility. It's how my students choose they will learn what they believe is best how they learn. And for me to have the trust and the flexibility to allow them to learn that way. I remember I was teaching high school and my high school students would sit on the floors, they would sit on pillows, some would be standing brainstorming on projects with the others, some would be sitting and talking about another subject, some would be sitting down in the corner trying to study with their podcasts, listening to their iPods and stuff. So children and students learn in a very different way, and this may be chaotic for some, but it's actually, research has shown that many kids will learn best when given this kind of flexibility. I ran into Rita Dunn's learning theory, and what she talks about, she recently passed away, and she is just so phenomenal in the realm of education and brought some great ideas to life, and she blew my mind, and blew my mind on the way that I teach. And one of the things that she had for the learning theory is that you took a survey, even as a teacher, and your students take a survey, and it asked them different questions about how they learn best, how many breaks they take throughout the day. Do they learn better at night or in the morning? Do they sit down? Do they lay down? Are they on the computer? Just different types of things that they ask. And one research, there was this picture, I remembered of it was a case study of this boy who had ADHD. And he was laying down under this table and he was reading a book. And it talked about how this child for a long time struggled in school and was very violent behavior and things like that. But what happened was when they found out how he learned best and the choices that he wanted to make about his learning, and they allowed him the flexibility to do this, that he began to excel. He became one of the best readers in the group. I remember, even though in the high school class that my students learned this kind of way, when I was evaluated, it didn't look this way. It was very traditional. The desk faced me and they asked questions because my administrator didn't support my typical beliefs on learning at the time. And what I want you to do is think about your short-term goals. As a short-term goal, to list the different bullet points of just what you believe about learning. And the long-term goal is that if someone were to walk in your class, that the majority of the time, that they would reflect this of what you believe learning should be. Now, only you can answer this for yourself. I'm very lucky that this time my administrators do, and they give me the freedom that even if my kids are running down the hallway, which sometimes they are because they're 2 to 10 years old, that my administrators, they're very open. They let me do quite a lot of stuff. So this is a bit of pictures of what learning in my classroom looks like back then and now. So I would like to give a few shout outs today. Thank you so much for all of you who are on this journey with me. It's so just enlightening. I learned so much from you. And I would like to welcome Christina, who's been blogging and just joined and is catching up. And I would also like to give a shout out to Evelyn, who's been sharing podcasts on our website. And also a special one to Naomi. Naomi teaches deaf students and other students who have some learning difficulties. And you would never know this. You can tell what an inspiring teacher she is because the way she writes, her students just aim for these fascinating goals. And you can tell that the goals that they try to achieve in her class, the things that they like to do and they want to do, that she's just one of those teachers that definitely doesn't tell children, you know, there's something you can't do. Aim for the sky and you can do whatever you want to. So I'd just like to give her a shout out because I've really been inspired by her posts. I would also like to make a special announcement, and the announcement is that from now on the weekends, you will have that time to catch up. I know the weekdays are really stressful, and so you may not have all the time that you want. So in the weekends, on Saturdays, you can catch up on any of the goals. It'll also give me time to collect your information. So that way, at the end of the whole thing, remember, if you participate at least once a week reflecting in any of the forums on one of the goals you completed for that week, then you get to win an autographed copy of 30 Goals Challenge that comes out in the fall of 2011 by ION Education. And also, on Sundays, every Sunday, we will have a blog talk show, radio show where you can call in and hopefully participate and tell us about some of your favorite goals. And this will be a collaborative project between Lisa Dabbs and me. And as always, I really appreciate Lisa Dabbs being here and just being part of all of this and helping out. The background music today is Trimming Cells by Chuck B featuring Carrie from ccmixter.org. Keep an eye out for the 30 Goals Challenge for Educators by Shelley Terrell, published by ION Education in the fall of 2011. Thank you for listening.